This is a blue emotional level one type. It's emotional because of the rounded lacuna, the darker blue area, particularly at 9 o'clock, is easy to see. We can also look down at the 7 o'clock position and about the 8 o'clock position, where we can see some very tightly woven lacuna in there. And the other dead giveaway is there are no spots in the eyes. There are no freckles. And so we're going to look more closely for the rounded openings, which are going to create the emotional type personality. The other noticeable factor in these eyes are all of the white lines, which are called neurogenic fibers or just fibers. They are a modifier to the personality type of emotional, and they add empathy and sensitivity. They increase the intuition and make somebody more empathic and caring about how their actions, thoughts, or words affect another person. These are service-oriented, kind-oriented people that don't want to hurt anyone or anything, because if they did, through their own sensitivity, they would feel another's pain, and that they don't choose to do. They like peace and harmony, they avoid conflict, and they love nature and cooperation and synergy and harmony and everybody getting along and having a good time. We have a double pattern here where the emotional type is generally others-centered, and the neurogenic fibers, which modify that, add another others-centered type of disposition to them. And so this person is looking for some kind of attention or recognition. They have a lot of creativity and a lot of ideas. They get their feelings hurt easily. They may be a little distant and a little aloof, but it's because they're more in a protective place. They have a lot of needs, as I was saying, to be seen, to be noticed, to be hugged and touched. The fibers love touch. And by the way, 99.9% of people have fibers in the eyes. It's just a matter of degree and the proximity or the density they are. And when the fibers are loose or open, they create more of a relaxed atmosphere. When the fibers are close and dense, and particularly in a blue eye or a green eye, they become white, then they get more constricted, more like the thinking type. So these are open, this is amiable, it's easy to get along with, it's creative, it's spontaneous, although it can be rather introverted, as some of these examples show. It's definitely an interworld of ideas and fantasy and higher lofty thinking. The lesson of this type is its opposite type, which is to be concerned with details, organization, and follow through. Its greatest lessons are learning to focus its energies, because it's kind of like a flower blossoming kind of everywhere, showing its beauty, and it's really looking to define itself and find its own identity. When it's stressed, it becomes angry and blaming. It has been giving and there for everyone else, and it's not getting its needs met. It has to become strong and independent and self-reliant. It may become gravitate towards the sciences and more left-brain thinking as a way to try to ground itself through analysis, understanding, and mental stimulation to escape the feelings that it experiences and the sensitivity it experiences in the world on a continual basis. When it finally decides to go inside and find its heart, then it can find its gifts. It'll have to go through its own loneliness. It'll have to go through lonely. We'll have to go through abandonment and rejection to find a deeper connection to itself and to its own source. And when it does, it is a shining light in the world, a joy to be around. It's basically nonverbal in its core nature. Many times this type develops strong verbal skills, but its true nature is in the radiance of its beauty, whether a man or a woman. It is a shining light that emanates a joy and an inclusiveness, no judgment, and everybody feeling connected and belonging together. The pair in the upper left will call number 1, upper right 2, lower left 3, and lower right 4. So these are variations of this empathic emotional type, and we'll have a couple of factors. Let's look at each one and some of the different factors and go through some of the nuances of how personalities are reflected in the eyes. In pair number one, you'll see that there is quite... In pair number one, you'll see that the ring is much further out. This is an extroverted type. And there seems to be a lot of holes, almost like Swiss cheese, around the middle portion of the eye, combined with these white dots that create two circles almost to the edge of the eye. And what this does, the more open the fibers become, it feels in the person like something's missing, like they need to fill something up and they're longing to complete something. The extroverted pattern is going to make them more animated, spontaneous, and work to get those needs met or create that connection. The white dots around the periphery create a higher sense of values, a longing to create almost a utopian society. So this person would have to look out for adrenal burnout. They would tend to probably burn the candle at both ends. Remember, this type is really sensitive, but when it's extroverted, it's almost leaking energy, and it's using energy all day long to try to create something that it's longing for. In number two, you see it a little more contained, where the ring is in, but it's jagged. So the personality is going to be a little more high, a little more low, a little less stable. Once again, very sensitive, very filled with ideas and creativity. In pair number three at the lower left, you can feel this more introverted type with almost forming a white ring next to the pupil. You can feel everything pulling in, almost like gasping, like, And we also notice that the pupil in the iris on the left side of the screen, or the right eye, is quite a bit larger. This is a movement to the left brain, which creates even more constriction. So this person, I would be concerned, they're going to have, once again, a lot of inspiration and creativity, but we want to make sure that keeps getting expressed and they don't become sedentary and too in their head, full of electronics and mental stimulation. In the lower right-hand corner, in pair number four, we have a more even disposition, a more extroverted kind of ring, very, very sensitive, with all of the fibers. There's a lot of space between the fibers, so not a lot of stability here. They're looking to create physical stability. And we also have more lacuna in the right eye, which stimulates the logical brain. So this person is probably going to be really good at analyzing things and figuring things out, wants to figure their own emotions out and everybody else's problems, so we can all hold hands together and sing Kumbaya. Remember, it's unity and hugs and touch that this one craves, and through a creative expression can fulfill the needs of its heart, and in relationships needs to find its own place and not be just a follower, but initiate and lead at times.